Teresa Velasquez, I'm Dr. World with the World Pageant. We also have another beauty queen here, Leslie Duffy, Dr. Leslie Duffy. And we had Lee Knox. That's an R&B. The name of the song is Next to Me. He is a singer, musician, and composer. He has many years of being a musician, singer, composer. He's also an author. He writes songs and lots of songs. He has like 5,000 songs that he's written. And so hopefully we will get him to be nominated for the Grammys. So that's hopefully coming soon. We did recommend Joe Gallagher. He's with us. He has some of his artists on my show and Dawn's shows. And we recommended Joe Gallagher. He is highly recommended by us to the Recording Academy. And hopefully we'll have the Grammys soon. So we'll be hopefully nominating people like Lee Knox. So anyway, that's Lee. And our next song is by Diamond Boy. And it's an Afro pop song. He started in school. He liked danceable music. So he wrote this song, Valentine. And it's, again, Afro pop. So, Bobby, could you play that one? The Diamond Boy. Are you surprised? Give me the love and the touch and the kiss. Yeah, make her go inside. Give me the love and the touch and the kiss. Yeah, make her go inside. Some other girls and they follow me. One of me and they follow you. Some pretty girls and they follow me. One of me and they follow you. So baby, come closer. Make her listen your matter. Cause if you leave me, my girl, I know you see and I'm hard. For you, I go harder. We don't go sleep for the water. We got it not to die. Just take the life. No woman in the world can replace the love that I got for you. Oh, nada. And no money in the world can buy the love that I got for you. Oh, nada. Your love, knock man down. Your love, knock man down. Your love, your touch, rock man down. Your love, your touch, now. Baby, you're my Valentine. Baby, you're my sunshine. Your love, blow my mind. Show me you're one of a kind. Give me the love and the touch and the... So that's his song. And then we have Dr. Leslie Duffy, our beautiful Dr. Leslie Duffy. She is in the Dr. World pageant. And Leslie, could you tell us a little bit about your background? What kind of doctor are you? What do you do?
Sure. So happy to be here with you guys tonight, Teresa. Thank you for having me. So I'm Dr. Oklahoma 2022. I'm a family physician and hospitalist, and my platform is volunteering with uninsured patients at Crossings Clinic in the Oklahoma City area.
Yay! And have you done any a lot with your platform?
Yes, we see lots of patients at the clinic who otherwise would not have access to medical care, and we have various specialties, and it's just a really good place, and
it's good for you.
We do a lot of good things.
Absolutely wonderful. That's the thing about pageants, you get to have platforms and help out nonprofits, your churches, your community. So it's a good thing to have. These pageants are doing wonderful things for people. So, okay, and then we have, let's see, another song that we have is by Effion Baisi, and he's from Nigeria. His stage name is Orking, and we wanted to play a little bit of his song. So, Bobby, could you play that one?
Yeah, it's on the vision, VA to the beat. Spice Kids on the beat, Here, Mr. Sheen, AKS, I'm a king. Busy boy, Oro King. south, south, wounded from the south pole. Fully out from the cage like a bumbo. On the keys from the block, on the fireball. I'm a king on the top from the temple. From the south, south, wounded from the south pole. Fully out from the cage like a bumbo. On the keys from the block, on the fireball. I'm a king on the top from the temple.
Okay, so we have so much talent here. We have R&B, Afro pop, we have the hip hop, we have next J-Dot Biggs, and he was in the military, a guitarist in the band called Scorned. He has four members in this band. 20 years, right, in the music business.
Yep, 22 years total now.
Okay.
Scorned. We started way back in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Or 2001, I should say. 2001, sorry. Yeah, we started way back in 2001, and then,
Wow, that's wonderful.
I've been with this band a long time.
Did you learn how to perform in the military with the guys? How that happened?
No, I've always kind of been an entertainer growing up. I played sports. I did, drama. I played music. So I've always been more of an entertainer.
In the entertainment industry. Yeah, me too. I like all kinds of things, singing, dancing, modeling, acting, all that. I love it. Absolutely love it. It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. And of course, journalism and that too. Now, we have Dr. Leslie. She wanted to ask you a question.
Can you tell us what motivates you every day?
What motivates me when it comes to music every day is I just love getting up and playing the guitar, and the thought about playing live on stage is the biggest rush you can get to me, and I just absolutely, that's what motivates me in music, is playing live in front of people.
Yeah, I heard some of your songs. I mean, the one that you sent me, I heard that one. And that's awesome. Awesome. So can we have Into the Darkness? It's a heavy metal. Is it rock metal, right?
It's hard rock metal.
Hard rock metal. Okay. So let's play that, Into the Darkness.
We'll be right back.
You guys get a lot of people to watch you, huh? When is your upcoming show?
Our return show, and this is, we've been gone for 4 years, well, closer to 5 years now. We started coming back a couple of months ago, but our first show back will be in September. Okay. Here in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
In Arkansas? Okay. Send me the information so I could tell people about it.
Absolutely.
Woo-hoo! Okay. So that is J. Biggs. And next we have Pamela Tullinson, right? Tullinson. Can you hear? Can you hear over there?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All righty. So we have Pamela, and she's from Maryland. She wrote, she's a composer, and she wrote a song, Eternal Love. The genre is pop, right, for this one? Pop.
Correct.
And the singer is Zoe Wins, is the name?
Wines.
Wines, okay. She also has a record label, the PJT Music Productions. Is that
correct?
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So when did you start, Pamela?
I just started in May. I'm a writer, and my latest book, Connected Hearts, which is a song also, there was a poem that needed to be in it, and somebody said that poem needs to be a song. And I'm like, I didn't know I could write songs, and they said, you just did. And so I went and hunted up a vocalist, which was Zoe, and it all stemmed from there. And now I have an album and 3 singles out, I think. And I have a lot more written, but I haven't produced them yet. And then I thought, now I want to help other artists, and I opened up the label.
Ah, okay. So that's how you got involved with Effion?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, because that's you. That's how I connected with you, through him.
Yes, correct.
I see. Okay, and then we have Dr. Leslie has a question for you.
Pamela, who would you like to portray you in a movie?
Her name is Kat Robichaud. She was on in 2014 on The Voice. And me and her connected through Facebook, and I just love everything about her. Her style is just fantastic, and I would just love to see her play me.
All right, we're going to go ahead. Bobby, can you play the pop song for a few minutes, and then we have to go right into Randall's, a little bit of Randall's, because we're only have 3 minutes left. The time goes so fast, and it's so much fun talking to you guys, but it just goes so fast. And so let's go ahead, Bobby. Let's play the Eternal Love.
hand in hand. As we take off, we got our whole flight planned. It's a non-stop, and I'm loving you. As we take off on the go, we don't need air traffic control. It's a non-stop flight.